What happened? What did Miss Smith say?
Sarah Jane wants a photograph of the dead lad, the first one. The only dead lad that she knows about.
First one? Whatever for? She cannot publish anything until...
She says she has journalistic contacts with the police and wants to run some ideas past the pathologist down there.
I am not entirely convinced.
Sarah Jane is not in the habit of telling lies, Brigadier. She told me that the keys are in Bessie and the alarm is on, and she says I should slip the photo in through the letterbox.
She's avoiding you.
Well, it seems like it, but why?
You didn't offend her, did you?
Don't be ridiculous. When Sarah Jane gets annoyed, she has a good row over it and gets past it. I'm going over there. I'm going to sort this out. And yes, with a light touch, Brigadier. I think that's it then. Look, Sarah Jane, I know perfectly well you're in there. I'm slipping that photograph through the letterbox. Have I done anything to offend you? And see here, I want my keys. I insist upon them. Nothing's wrong. And I told you on the phone, your keys are in Bessie.
Sarah, good grief, what's happened? You look terrible.
Well, thank you very much.
Sarah, my dear, why don't you invite me in?
I can't. I have to go on a trip.
What, already?
Where? For a story.
Sarah Jane, you're not going back up there. To Royalty House.
No! No!
What's happened? Your eyes are filled with sickness. Are you ill? And your eyes are so sad. Can't you tell me what's happened?
You don't mind doing that?
Doing what, my dear?
Looking at me. Full in the face.
No, of course not. Why don't you tell me what's happened? Can't I come in?
No, I'll come out into the hallway.
Has somebody harmed you?
I'm working on a story, that's all, but please.
Yes, Sarah, anything.
Thank you for that.
For what, my dear?
Coming and looking at me, looking at my face.
Come here. Come with me now. Whatever's happened, we'll figure something out. Whatever's been done, we'll find an answer. Come with me.
No, I have something I have to do. An appointment I must keep. But I want you to know I'm grateful to you. I'm very grateful to you. Don't forget that.
Come with me and remind me.
I have to go somewhere tomorrow. But then everything will be over. By the day after tomorrow, I'll be all right.
Then I could go with you.
You have a job to do, and I have a job to do. But if I don't see you day after tomorrow, I'll send you an update in the post. I'll put it in writing for you. I'll tell you everything, I promise.
All right.
And remember that I'm grateful to you.
Lethbridge Stewart.
Brigadier, this is the doctor.
How is Miss Smith?
None too well, I'm afraid. Something has happened to her. She says she's leaving town for a short trip.
Do you want me to have her followed? Doctor?
No. She may never forgive me for something that drastic. I have to let her take care of her own business, but something is dreadfully wrong. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, good morning, miss. You're out bright and early. Say, you aren't from around here, are you?
No, I just got into Bolingbrook. I wonder if you could direct me to the police station.
Right over there, miss.
Good morning, miss. Lost your way?
Good morning. I've come to ask about a missing child.
Missing child? Yes, miss.
This young boy was found a great distance away from here, Sergeant. He was wearing clothing that put him as being from this area. Do you recognize him?
Inspector, you'd better come out here.
Yes, Sergeant.
This young lady's brought us an update, sir. At least, I think it's him.
The boy is dead. That's a recent photograph. Just tell me this, miss. Have you run into a fellow named Dave Eilers in connection with his picture?
Yes.
Come inside. I'm Inspector Jaffe. This way, please. The child is Stephen Brinson. He disappeared from his home over 2 years ago. The story we got was that he ran away. Complete with runaway note. Very convenient.
Here's the name of the pathologist who has the body.
How do you know Dave Eilers? He locked me in a greenhouse after causing me to believe it would fill with poison gas.
That's him, all right. But how'd you put it all together?
Somebody told me he'd lived here a couple years ago, and the pathologist said that the boy was from this area and had been dead for a while. Frozen.
Oh, I'd be one of the old fish processing plant freezers. We looked high and low, but there's so many around here it's hard to know where they've all been stored away. Dave Hilo's had a living relationship with that boy's mother. Believe it or not, he was jealous of young Stephen, and Stephen just a child and all. We were called out more than once from neighbors who swore up and down that Hilo's was trying to harm the boy, beat him a couple times. But the mother wouldn't swear out a complaint, always said everybody was out to get her. And then young Bredson disappeared and left a very convenient note behind.
The child had been abused quite severely in every way.
Does Isla's know you're here?
Nobody knows I'm here.
All right. I'll get in touch with this pathologist who has the body. We'll get Stephen's mother up there to identify
it. She and Dave Hilo's no longer see each other.
I have no idea, miss. But I'd like to keep you out of this for your own safety. Leave me your contact information, but I'll keep it confidential. You want to die? Just call out and I'll kill you. So what's it going to be?
I want to live, but I have to have the chocolate.
Shut up. And speak only when I give you permission to speak. Step back from the car. Come with me and don't make a fuss, or I'll just leave you here, alive, without any hope. I have what you need, but you're going to pay a terrible price for betraying me. Go in there, into the kitchen, against the stove. So what were you thinking? Betray me and then suicide?
I don't know.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. What have you done to me?
All right, here's my gun. But I'm not doing it for you. If you want it, you do it. Take it! That's right, under the chin like that. Go on, pull the trigger. If you can't take living, pull the trigger, you stupid girl. Doesn't matter to anybody if you live or die. Don't think the police will ever link Stevie to me. I know that's what you wanted. You revengeful idiot. Stephen ran away. Somebody killed him. I had nothing to do with it. Pull the trigger.
I can't.
Are you going to beg me?
No.
Still saying no. Still resentful. Still clinging to what? So do you want to live?
Yes.
You need the chocolate?
Yes.
And you'll do what I tell you.
Yes.
Oh, for pity's sake, stop blubbing. I deal with snotty women all the time. Give me the gun. I'll give you chocolate, Sarah Jane. I brought a whole box just for you. See it? Over there. But first I'll have to punish you for betraying me. And a gas burner is just what I want.
What are you going to do?
Shut up. I ought to put your hand in the flame. But today I'll have to settle for something that doctor fellow won't notice. This butter knife is perfect. Nice flat surface and no sharp edges. We'll just let that heat up in the flame. And you know what? That Dr. Phil, I got him all figured out.
What do you mean?
He just hates chocolate. That's his problem. He's just a bitter old man who hates chocolate and the royalty house. He'll use any pretext. A bunch of abused children from years ago. It's just his excuse. He's investigating us out of bitterness. He hates chocolate.
The doctor...
Shut up. And listen here. If you scream, the deal's off. No chocolate. No relief. No gun. You can go drown yourself for all I care. From this moment on, you're not to scream, no matter what I do. Do you understand?
Yes.
Pretty, isn't it? How the blade of the knife turns blue in the gas flame. It's almost ready.
Why are you doing this to me? Why did you want to do this to me?
I'm going to control you. And through you, I'm going to control the doctor.
No.
You're still fighting me, aren't you? You still don't know that you're beaten. Don't dare look away from me. By the time I get through with you, Sarah Jane, you'll do everything I say. And remember, if you scream or call out, no chocolates for you. So mind me and be quiet. Right? Answer me. Will you be quiet to get the chocolate?
Yes.
Say it.
I won't scream. I'll be quiet.
And it's time for the lesson. Now hold out your hand, Sarah Jane, like a good girl. And don't dare flinch.
Will you have Earl Grey or Oolong, Doctor?
Earl Grey, thank you, Mr. Devon.
So you're part of an investigation.
Look, Dad, I put it together.
all by myself.
Hey, look at that. What a smashing plane, Sean. Give it here for your old dad. Oh, you're ready for the next model set, aren't you? Have you still got the catalog?
I can find it.
All right, Sean. We'll set out after lunch, then. Write down the model number for your old dad. I can't keep up with those lists they put out.
Thanks, then. Bye.
My son, Sean. Wonderful boy. Interested in flying, is he?
Oh, yes. But about your question regarding St. Nick's doctor, it's a bit odd. I mean, they were a bit odd.
In what way?
Well, the donation society tea with the hospital people went quite well. But when I went up to Royalty House with my son, you see, we were invited for a fortnight. Oh, the whole thing put me off.
Why was that?
The men, a few of them, especially one of them with my son Sean.
Yes.
I went through public schools, you know. You know what I'm talking about, when an older boy suddenly pals up with a younger boy. We had that there. I learned to spot them. They called it playing the game, or being a good sport.
You saw behavior like that at Royalty House.
One of the men who'd come up from sales and was clerking for the place. He took an interest in my boy. It seemed innocent, but not to me. I didn't like it. I'm determined that my son shall have an innocent childhood.
So you cut all ties with them.
Oh, it was nothing to me to decline membership. I never hesitated. They rang me back a few times, but I put them off and then referred them to my agent. At last they gave up.
What about the chocolates?
Oh, they had them everywhere at Royalty House, but I'm quite keen to stay fit. I had a couple pieces, and I allowed Sean a couple. But they seemed to make him a bit manic. He had one crying fit one day, and so that night while he was asleep, I dumped out all the candy. Told the housekeepers not to bring any in. Not good for him.
No, it's certainly not.
He didn't ask after it. As a matter of fact, he did. But I took him away from there the very next day. I wish I could help you more, but that's the lot of my recollection of Royalty House.
I would keep my son away from the Royalty House culture if I were you, Mr. Devon. Thank you.
Now, don't mind me. This place came with a swimming pool, and it's the perfect place for me to practice my casting. Gentleman is supposed to be an expert angler, and I'm supposed to be a gentleman now. Oh, blast it.
Your whiskey, sir.
Thank you.
Very good, sir.
Now, to answer your question, Doctor, yes, I went to the St. Nick's Donation Society tea. Very touching, you know, with the children. But I'm a careful man. I got rich by exercising great care in my finances. And I'll tell you, oh, blast it all to pieces. There's a knot in my line. Robertson.
Allow me, sir.
I can tell you that most people go wrong by careless management of finances.
And you found the hospital to be careless.
Huh? Oh, no, not them. They have no control over their donations. It's that Hyler's fellow. He has sole control of the fund drives and the donation receipts. And there's no doubt he's turned over a pile of money to St. Nick's. But I want to see accountability.
There you are, sir.
Thank you, Robertson. Anyway, I didn't trust Jack Hyler's. I'm a rags-to-riches man myself, Doctor. I'll tell you, there's a difference when you know you're the real thing. Oh, blast it! I snagged a flower pot.
Allow me, sir.
What's the difference?
I'm not quality, and I know it. I have brains, but precious little class. So I walk more softly than that Hyler's fellow does. When I'm with the big boys, the well-bred. Thank you, Robertson. It takes brains and determination and all that to go from nothing to something in the world of finance, Doctor. But it also takes humility. I have been humbled by my mistakes in business, and I've been humbled by men who believe they are my betters because they're blue bloods. But Jack Hyler's isn't humble, and he's not charitable. Running the donation society means power and influence, and that's what he wanted. Power.
And you didn't approve.
No, I want a man who has either a history of solid charity management or else a board of trustees to keep him accountable. Hyler's had neither, and I didn't believe his rags-to-riches story.
Did you eat any chocolate while you were there at Royalty House?
Never touched them. They sent me a few boxes, though, one a week for several weeks. Got to be rather a nuisance. I wrote and told them to stop.
And you never ate the chocolates?
I'm allergic to chocolate. I don't touch the stuff.
Sarah.
Oh!
What are you looking for here in my lab? Have you lost something?
I have to go.
Sarah Jane, please wait.
Please don't let me go. It hurts.
I'm sorry. What is it?
Please don't.
Sarah Jane, stop.
Did you come looking for something? Have you hurt yourself?
Yes. I burned myself on the stove. I knew you would have some sort of dressing for it.
Well, let me see.
It's my hand, but it's going to hurt when you take off the glove.
It's not bandaged. You put a glove over a burn.
I didn't have a bandage.
Where is it burned? On the palm?
Yes, it's a large burn.
Well, why did you put on a glove? Come here, I'll cut it away for you.
There, I've cut the glove up the back. Is that better?
Yes, but it's painful, Doctor. Well, it's too severely burned for cold water to cool it. Hang on, I've got some narcotic spray.
Yes, that's better.
All right, don't be frightened, my dear. I have burn medication that you've never dreamed of. But it is a dreadful burn. I'm going to run water on the glove to loosen it from the wound. That's better. All right, the glove is off. That is a terrible burn. Did you lean on a hot burner with all your weight?
Yes, I didn't notice it.
Well, I see a pattern of first degree, second degree, and third degree skin destruction. I'll get this sorted out for you. Let's get it numb first, and then I'll remove the damaged tissue and apply a good coat of ointment and artificial skin.
Artificial skin?
Yes, a nice invention from a century ahead. Just the thing for nasty burns. Come on, what about your other hand?
No, that's fine, just this one.
All right, sit here. Let me make up a syringe. Look over there for a moment. All done with that, you can relax. Your hand won't feel anything now. I'm going to use tweezers to remove the dead bits of skin, and I'll paint in the antiseptic to keep the wound clean. Don't watch.
All right. Thank you.
It almost looks like you gripped something very hot. Was something lying on the stove?
Yes, now that you mention it, there was a butter knife on the burner. I leaned on it. For some odd reason, I snatched it up. I was afraid it might cause a fire. It's a silly, stupid thought, but I think a lot of stupid thoughts.
Why, you're one of the most sensible girls I know, Sarah Jane. Feel any pain?
No, it's better, thank you.
This burn must have been excruciating. I'm surprised you didn't go to hospital. But it's better that you found me. I'll make a better job of it for you and get rid of the pain. Now for that artificial skin. This will keep your hand comfortable.
Thank you. You're very kind to me, Doctor.
Your hand will be as good as new in a few days, my dear, and not scarred. You'll be able to do all the things you're good at, journalism and helping me to understand the things I often overlook. I don't know what I would do without you, Sarah Jane. There, this will protect the burn. It will look as good as new until it heals underneath the artificial skin.
Thank you.
Now fold up your fingers, but don't clench them. Any pain?
No, no pain.
Well, we'll have to let that dry for a few minutes. Look at my eyes, Sarah Jane. Do you want to tell me what happened?
How can you look right at me?
Because I find you delightful to look at, with all your facial expressions and the way you talk back to me when you're giving me your sauce. And I care about you. I thought you knew that. You're one of my dearest friends.
Thank you for looking at me. Sometimes I can't look at myself.
Sarah Jane, you're exhausted. Why don't you bunk in here at Unit for tonight? There are guest quarters open. We'll make you comfortable and I'll be nearby.
You can't spend your time worrying about me. You've got those 25 bodies to think of. They are the highest priority.
Sarah Jane, how did you know about them?
Oh, I have information sources with the Metropolitan Police. One of the sources at the Met let it slip.
Sarah, that was a dangerous slip. I know that you'll keep it quiet, but nothing must endanger this case. This is a national tragedy. Whoever told you has committed a serious breach of police integrity.
Doctor, whatever happens, I intend to protect the dignity of those children. And if I find anything, I'll help you. I don't care about the story. I want them brought to justice. They have to be stopped.
Who?
Whoever did this to them. Haven't you come close to solving it?
Not yet. Listen, did you go back to Royalty House last night? Have you just come back?
No! I've not been anywhere near Royalty House.
Are you sure?
If you don't believe me, check with the police. Aren't they investigating up there?
All right.
My hand is dry. Thank you. I was out on business today. I'll be out again. It may be a few weeks this time.
I wish you would tell me the truth about what burned you. You never got that burn leaning on a stove. You gripped something that was superheated and you held on. Why?
As you like.
And what were you really looking for in here in the lab?
Goodbye, Doctor. I will keep my promise.
What is it, Lethbridge Stewart?
Come up to my office. We're in trouble.
We certainly are in trouble. There's an information leak somewhere. Sarah Jane knows about the 25 bodies. I'll be right there.
Hey,
How did this story get out? I promised those investigators that we would keep it quiet.
I don't know. You may need to question the soldiers. What do you want?
The pathologist on the case has rung up. Still not enough to identify the bodies, but he's certain they were not all killed by the same person. Nor were they buried by the same person, nor were the same tools used to bury them.
Two people? Or more?
More. The pathologist has called in a burial site archaeologist to supervise the site. But he is certain that we are looking at several male perpetrators, between 5 and 10 of them, who all viewed that area of trees as suitable for disposing of bodies. Are you still looking at the chocolates?
Yes, but I've found nothing so far. No additives, anyway. As far as I can see, those chocolates are pure chocolate. I feel certain that we've seen the answer. It's probably the simplest thing, but we're not recognizing it for what it's worth.
Maybe we're looking at the chocolates the wrong way, then.
Message for you, sir. Quite urgent.
All right. From an Inspector Jaffe at Bolingbrook. Dead body found at Royalty House, likely that of Stephen Brenson. Am trying to confirm, suggest you call at once.
Well, that's our first break, but how did a police inspector by the coast get wind of this?
Miss Smith?
She was at the Met. She told me so.
Oh, yes. Burning her hand at the Met. I'll ring up this Jaffe. He's got his number here.
Look, Sarah would have no reason to go to the coast.
Unless that blasted leak who told her about the other bodies spilled something else that we don't know. Didn't you say she asked you for a photo of the dead lad?
Yes, I took it to her over a day ago.
She wanted that photo before she ever went to the Met. And my guess is she wanted to show it to Jaffe. She's got some source of information that we don't know about.
Young Mr. Hyler, you called for us?
Stop quivering at the door. You see that crate by the door? Two of you carry it up here.
Yes, sir.
You, hand me that bicycle chain.
Yes, Mr. Hyler.
Stop shaking. The whippings haven't even started yet.
Is everybody here?
All right, you, come here.
Please, Mr. Hylers.
Don't make a sound, or I'll turn you over to the police so fast you'll be hanging from some rafter in a jail before you know it. Leave him there. Who was it who used that plot up in the trees for burial? What did you fools think? With all the woods and all the fields about us, what in the devil's name possessed you to use that same plot of earth? Well, what's your answer? Why did you use that exact same plot of land, you fools?
Because we thought it would be safe. We knew you would pick a safe spot.
One honest idiot among the sheep. Well, it's not safe. Your little toys have been discovered. And Unit. Unit is still in the loop. And they got a do-gooder brigadier up top who isn't going to look aside from 25 boys and girls dug up on our property. And a science officer who digs out information from one speck of dust.
Should we do a bunk?
Oh, no. As usual, I have a plan. You two, open this crate. Stand up.
Woman.
Yes, you might say I had her brought special delivery. She's not going to go to the police, are you, Sarah Jane?
No, David.
What do you want, air and light or chocolate?
Chocolate, please.
More than air and light?
Please, just give me the chocolate. I only need 4 pieces.
You'll need 5 by this time. I have 5 pieces right here. Look at them. If I give you these, then you have to stay in that crate for another 10 hours. 10 hours locked in a wooden box, Miss Smith. Which shall it be? Freedom? Or chocolate?
The chocolates, please!
No, I don't think so. You know what I want. You promised before. Say it now.
I'll say what you want. I'll do what you want. Only please, please give me the chocolates.
You take this handgun, and you kill the doctor, or you'll never get any chocolate again, ever.
I'll do anything. Anything, please give them to me.
Say it, and stop that blubbing.
I'll kill the doctor. I'll do it, I promise.
And here you are. You see, gentlemen, there's nothing out of our control. If we cannot reach them through the chocolate, we will reach them through their loved ones who must have our chocolate. In the end, we still win. Miss Smith will kill the doctor with this gun at close range, thus earning herself a lifetime supply of our exclusive brand, and that will end this chapter of difficulty. That last dose of chocolate should have stabilized your mind, so listen to me. You take this listening device. Get that listening device hidden in the Brigadier's quarters or office, wherever he holds his meetings. Be careful with it.
Yes, David.
And then take this handgun and kill the doctor. If you don't kill him, there'll be no more chocolates for you. Do you understand?
I'll kill him, I promise.
And then you can have all the chocolates you want, at least for a while. Almost time for the morning briefing, Sergeant Benton. Are the reports ready?
Yes, sir. Have you seen the headlines in the morning papers, sir? Here they are.
Yeah, what's that? Good grief! It's all over the papers!
25 bodies uncovered, all children. And the article gives a lot of details.
Oh, bless that journalist girl! Where is she? Get her in here, in custody!
Begging your pardon, sir, but this is a tabloid. That's not Miss Smith's paper.
Don't stand there making a case for her, Benton. Get her in here for questioning.
Yes, sir, but there's this as well. This package came addressed to you.
What the deuce? Books on raising children. Read the note, Benton.
Dear Mr. Brigadier, these books may help you find why them people... Terrible spelling, sir. Why them people do such unspeakable things. Show them to your scientific advisor, signed a friend. Full of misspellings, sir.
All these books were written by Jack Hylers on child-rearing. That man has a perfect monster for a son, and he's written books on child-rearing? Is there no end to that man's arrogance? Eureka! I've got it! It's what's not in the chocolates that killed them! Oh no, Sarah Jane! Get me the Brigadier. Well, where is he? Morning, meeting, all right. Put me on the tape message system. I'll leave him a message. Yes, I'll hold. Brigadier, I've got it. Listen to me. It's the chocolate itself. It's a dopamine reaction that's normal in chocolate, but Royalty House has magnified it. They're creating emotional dependency in susceptible people and then blackmailing them to do as they wish. Morales and Rogers killed themselves because they were made dependent, and then they received ordinary chocolate that wouldn't feed their dependency. I'm going to go find Sarah Jane Smith. I think she's been gotten to. More later. Sarah Jane, do come in. I've never been so glad to see somebody.
I need you to do something for me. I want you to give me narcotics. Something to put me to sleep. Please, put me to sleep. I can't do that, my dear. If I did, you would never break free of what they've done to you. No, you have to do that. I can't live like this. Please, just put me to sleep. I'm begging you. It won't take long to break out of the dopamine deprivation cycle. I'll help you.
Sarah, who gave you that gun?
They want me to kill you. And you're too stupid to know what you have to do to stop me. I only want you to stop me, but you won't.
No, I won't do that. I can't. I can't even lie to you, because I believe that even now, you have a reserve of strength to face the anguish you're feeling and get through it.
Doctor, please just do what I ask.
Listen to me, child. Just listen.
Brigadier, the sentries have reported that Sarah Jane Smith has come on site.
I'm on my way to the lab now. We need the doctor at the morning briefing. She'll be with him.
Yes, sir. That was from the lab.
Benton, seal off all the exits. Get a detail of men down here.
Right, sir.
Doctor! Doctor!
Thank you. The rendition of the theme is by Prydonian Renegade, and you can view his remixes of the Doctor Who theme at whomix.trileet.net.